me.
And how about Dykstra? You talked to him. I know he's in jail now. But yeah,
Dykstra,
you
talked to Dykstra. Actually, Dykstra came to visit me at Celebrity Rehab.
He did?
Yeah. I tell you what was crazy. He thought that I had been hypnotized and got me in there and it was holding me hostage. He tried to come in and, with two guys to get me out of there.
What time, man?
Yeah.
What?
That's a true story.
Tell us what happened.
True story. Dykstra, because the thing was, I had just had dinner with Dykstra about a week before that.
Okay.
I was talking here in New York. And he was going back to California, and I said, okay, I'll come visit you, whatever.
Right.
About 3 days later, I decided I'll take the deal and go to Slave Rehab.
Right.
So when he found out he couldn't reach me, because in Slave Rehab, they only let you use cell phones but 2 hours a day.
Okay.
And then Ron, my good friend, said that, no, Doc's in Slave Rehab. He goes, what happened? He goes, well, he's going to get help. He goes, no, he don't need help. I just saw him. He's fine. I think they hypnotized him. Where is he? Give me an address. I got to go get him. God is my witness. He came in with two guys to get me out of there.
So Lenny Dykstra thought that you had been hypnotized.
Yes.
You're being held against your will.
Against my will. Yes.
He gets two buddies of his.
Yes.
They go to the Celebrity Rehab house,
yes,
and he's going there to break you out.
Break me out.
So what happened?
So he came in, and the guy came to me and said, you know, Dykstra's here with two guys. He's, you know, we're having problems with him. He's wanting to see you. We're okay with him seeing you, but we need him to sign a TV waiver.
Yeah,
a waiver.
Right?
And he won't do it until he sees me and sees that I'm okay.
Right.
I said, well, you know, he's a good guy. Can I see him? He said, well, we'll let him in. So he came out to two guys and, Doc, what's going on? I said, I'm fine. He goes,
now,
sure?
Was this on camera?
Well,
he didn't sign the waiver.
This wasn't, what's it?
Part of the
This is real life. He's trying to, he thinks you're being held captive.
It's not part of the show.
He's
this is
coming
real stuff
to save you.
Yes.
Oh, this is great.
So,
go ahead.
I don't, well, they got it on there or not, I'm not sure, but they may have it on there. But
right.
I mean, it was great. So he come in, I'm talking to him. So he said, anyone can talk. Doc, I don't like this. So we go out on the patio, and me, him, and the two guys are sitting there, and we're talking. He said, you sure this is what you want to do? Yeah. He said, I don't know. I don't feel good about this. He goes, wait, well, where's your luggage? I said, here. He said, well, let me take your bags, and if you don't like it, you call me. I said, trust me, I'm cool.
Let me ask you a question.
This is great.
Did you actually look at him and go, this guy's nuts?
He's on the next episode.
Wait, wait. I'm going to tell you, they was trying to say, Doc, you think he'll come on the next show?
Well, that is a great, I hope great, that yeah, that airs. That is
oh
great.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a loyal friend, though.
That's a loyal friend, yeah, definitely. That,
of course.
Wait. That's a loyal friend.
That's got to want, that wants to say, of course, he's not supportive of your rehab, but that's a guy who thinks you might be in trouble. How big were the guys he brought?
Pretty good sized guys. Pretty good sized guys.
I'm telling you right now, I think that's a guy that's probably, you know, bucking for like some kind of lunacy defense.
Well, he's got his own problems now, obviously. Boy, that is crazy. See, that's why you got to write the book.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, Strawberry once told us a story that in 86, in the middle of a game, one guy saw a young lady, called her into like the clubhouse, boom, boom, boom. Strawberry sees this girl walking back to the seat, knows she's easy because she just did one of the guys on the team.
Yeah.
So he goes, no, you come back to the locker room. He then did what he had to do with her, and Ron Darling walked in on it.
Wow.
Now, that was commonplace in those years or no?
Those things definitely happened. There's a lot of stuff going on that you wouldn't see. It wouldn't take place today, that's for sure.
That's
well,
right.
Listen,
exactly.
I know we got to wrap this up. Doc, a pleasure seeing you again. Glad you're well.
Yeah, thanks
June 29th, Celebrity Rehab. Dwight Gooden will be in our Celebrity Softball game June 27th, 2 days before the premiere of Celebrity Rehab. And my best to you, buddy. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Doc, good to see
Doc Gooden, everybody.
See you.